Hey, welcome to a new Thoughts On podcast. This week we're discussing the Soundmaster Kayla podcast that's just gone live a few days earlier. Sal is a good friend of ours now, I would say. Someone that we met at the infamous Deuce Gym in Venice Beach, California. And we met him the first time round, along with Logan, along with Lindsay Matthews, along with Carl Powley, who had taken us there. And yeah, we just wanted to go and catch up with Sal. You know, he's got a life that maybe we haven't encountered from all the other people that we've spent time with before. You know, he's an incredible musician. He is the host of, always the host of CrossFit Games.
X Games.
He's a Nat Geo TV host. So he's a super interesting dude. And
yeah, he was on the other side of the camera to the athletes.
Yeah.
That we kind of meet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he says, doesn't he, that he was one of the athletes, but maybe not in the same league as them.
Yeah.
And then in that beautifully poetic way, doing what he loved, or doing what he loved in terms of hanging out at various, what would be termed extreme sports events.
But yeah,
the athletes wouldn't term it that. He became a host, took hold of the mic and... with that wonderful voice of his, he became a presenter and a host.
Yeah, he's almost like the voice of the culture of American action sports in a way.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah, yeah. What a voice.
Yeah, what a voice. And his sort of singing, his music.
Oh my God, his album is so good.
Yeah, and his way of... Well, he's incredibly articulate, so he can... And everything that he's seen and the people he's been around.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's got to see people in a very, I was going to say, an intimate way. You know, these action sports athletes, just them doing what they love to do.
Yeah.
Because he's their friends.
Yeah, I mean, I think his story, to my mind, what pops into my mind is this... at various points, looking back, you connect the dots, as Steve used to say. And looking back now, you can connect all these dots. And was it Trans World? What was the magazine he worked for?
Really, it was Trans World Sport.
Trans World Sport.
Yeah.
You know, he had all these amazing things where, you know, he was kind of, you know, working in a restaurant and he was, you know, pulling beers or whatever. And then he suddenly worked for Trans World Sport. And then he was just... hang out with his mates in these action sports, and it's just like all these amazing things maybe weren't so amazing at the time, you know, or they all just connected into something much bigger, and he just kind of went with it essentially.
Yeah, he was in the right place at the right time. However,
yeah,
in any period he would have probably been doing a similar thing.
Yeah,
because he is super talented. He's...
because that's who he is.
Really lovely to get on with.
Yeah.
And then we met him at Deuce, and he's almost equal to the people that are like primo athletes lifting weights.
Yeah.
But his magic powers are totally different.
Yeah.
I think that's, I guess that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, the importance of surrounding yourself with good people, right?
Yeah. And being really humble. Like, always learning.
Yeah.
Sort of those lessons that we get time and time again, particularly from, I mean, we are the head of Deuce Gym's UK fan club.
So, well, I feel like you and I, or we move with building up a vocabulary of cliche words. And, you know, one of them is like vulnerability. And he that's what that environment allows. If you're prepared to do it, that environment really allows it, encourages it. I remember Logan saying in the
Hold the Standard
Summit that, you know, Deuce is like a river, whereas other gyms are like lakes. And if you get dropped in the lake, you're just where you are. And if you get dropped in a river, you get swept down.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether you're doing anything. And that's what Deuce is doing. It's sweeping you down. And,
yeah,
you know, all of those people in that place are all... like, you know, turning the pedals on that current.
Yeah, they're all swimming, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're all moving.
Yeah, absolutely. And
I, th- think that's the next stage for gyms and movement, that it is training for life. It's always been about sport, or going to the gym has been about getting fit and healthy,
yeah.
Which in and of themselves are only one. Going to the gym doesn't make you, well, it can actually not make you fit.
It's the Trojan horse, I feel. Like, getting fit, you know, if you're committed to it, it's the Trojan horse. It's, you know, you're actually learning about yourself upon reflection.
Hang on, just trying to...
Using the example, for example, of Ron Kalk and climbing. We talked about it with Ashtanga practice. Like, we're doing these things. You initially do these things because there's something that attracts you to them. With yoga, it might be that you're just attracted to getting more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with climbing, it's that you want to, you know, climb badass mountains. But if you allow it to happen, that's the Trojan horse of actually discovering a way that allows you to discover more about yourself.
Yeah, I feel we're in like a, third wave or fourth wave of what health and fitness means.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that we've met from Deuce, obviously Logan, Carl, Sal, Caro, Lindsay, they've all, certainly a majority of them have all been high performing, high achieving athletes. They've kind of done what people going to the gym wish they could go and do.
Yeah.
And they've realized and that it's only one part, and yeah. They're deconstructing all of the other parts and applying what they learnt to become an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
Into what does that mean to be an Olympic, you know, an Olympic business person.
Yeah.
And an Olympic level human.
Yeah.
So gyms, they feel like they've outgrown what the mainstream see them as. Like, we're going into this renaissance of, I guess, coaches being like life coaches. And I remember talking to Yami about this when we very first started, Yami Tikkanen, and we were saying that, like, Greek academics, you were kind of all three, weren't you, to be the ultimate human. You were, you know, you used your mind as an academic, and they were all training their bodies, mm-hmm. because they were so inextricably linked, and then working through all the existential parts of
Anthropos. Right?
Yeah.
I'm up for it.
And it feels like that's that's where Deuce is, and the people that are there, they're all on their own journeys, and Sal comes with a wealth of knowledge in one area, and then he loves being an athlete. But there are some guys there that, I mean, and girls there that it's crazy to watch, and it's like,
it's pretty rad, isn't it? Actually, they've kind of created this wicked environment that kind of allows everyone to flourish if you want to, like, sort of dive into it.
Mm.
And actually, you know, we did talk to Logan about this. You know, do you get scenarios where people come in and they don't want to flourish, or they're not interested in? And I think his response was, we do, but they just don't last.
Yeah.
You know, this is a high functioning, high performing environment. You've got to be committed to it. You've got to be disciplined. And if you're not, then you naturally just kind of fall to the wayside.
Yeah. The locks get changed.
Yeah. Because, you know, it requires a certain type of person to be able to sit in it. And when the foundation level of people are all doing it, you can't escape it.
Yeah. And they'll all bring you through.
Yeah.
They're like, you've got to deal with it. You've got to do it, but we're here for you. And if it fails, they'll be there for you.
Yeah.
Even if you fail, and they'll be like, cool, do it again.
Yeah.
You know?
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And well, he said, I've seen all these people cry, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sal said that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's, that idea of training for life. And he also said about rounding out.
Yeah. Using fitness as a way to round you out as a person.
Yeah, part of that. And I think that's, when you can get totally humbled.
Yeah.
And how you respond to that. And then that leads on. I think just this whole metaphor of fitness and movement being this pathway, not even a treadmill, it's just, it's moving. I guess like a river, and it goes up, but it goes up and down. Yeah. It's like a river going up and down a mountain.
Yeah.
You're just on it and there are going to be great times and then it's going to dry up and you've got to get going to the next bit to go down. And
makes me think of like a water slide.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
And then you've got to climb back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get out of the bottom, you're like, right. That actually turned out okay. I'm going for it again.
Yeah. And I think it just fascinates me, that part. And I think that's resonating with a lot of people, how it's fitness is this metaphor. And then it's how do you apply that, those learnings that you've had within the gym into your daily life? Because when you're in work, no, you're not back squatting, you know, 100 kilos, but the back squat comes in a different way. It comes with, I guess, the squeeze of dealing with people. And you've got to find, as Sal said, you've got to find a rhythm. You know, you can't muscle through. You can't, you know, just speed through. You've got to find that rhythm where you get to the end.
Yeah.
And then you can apply it vice versa as well.
Yeah.
You can apply a really systematic approach if that's your way. And I guess in life, in business, that's why I like training with you, because I'll say, oh, we'll do 5 rounds of this. And you'll stick to the 5. And I'd probably stop at 3.
But we said 5.
But we, you know, you go and do 5 and then you're like, oh, yeah, you need that. And then can I become a bit more like that?
Yeah.
And then only feel like stopping at 4 and then, know, and then over time you're at 5. So I think it is. Fitness is in a really interesting place and it's not about abs, bums and tums.
Have we come across, I mean, we go to amazing places in England, but have we come across a place like Douce, like with those type of people? You're not just one, not just the leader of the gym, the owner or the leader of the space, but like a collective of people that are there every single day.
I think you find it, I think we have found it, but in quite different ways. So
where is that place?
Well, we've talked about the community of Stretch. I think, you know, in Broadway Market, East London, it's kind of a villagey environment anyway. It's a community anyway. So I think that's there. I think just culturally, different places attract different things.
Yeah.
You know, it's that Douce is in the kind of, the city, it's on the coast, in the city, or it's in the country, for development, in on the coast for progressiveness, in the city for anything goes and any ideas, and you can be whoever you want to be,
in the
place of Venice, which is all about,
and generally 99.9% of people want to be healthy in that environment
that we've seen. So I think they're in a way, they're at the cutting edge, and it's a very, I would say, as a Brit, it's a very American way of being. It's like, well, let's just make ourselves better. And it's unapologetic. You'll get called out.
They are unapologetic.
It will be a bit, well, it's uncomfortable to be called out, but they do it. So I've never seen anywhere like that in the UK, and I'm sure there are groups of climbers that climb and train together that are pushing themselves. And Jess, who, when he was skating and they went over to America, he spotted that in skaters in the States,
right?
And they were really tight, but they gave each other a really hard time,
right?
You know, and it's like, that was shit, do it again. And it's like, you're my mate, you know. Then Jess was really taken aback by that, but they were all pushing that top level. So I think culturally, and it's so, I really enjoy being in that environment. I think it's really important.
It'd be amazing to live there and be turning up there every day.
Yeah. So you just have to, it's surrounding yourself with those people and actually really going for it.
Yeah.
So you do see, I was training the other day.
Yeah, committing to it, right?
Yeah. Training the other day at the box with a guy that I used to train with a couple of years ago, and we've been into the sea, and he's great actually, because we were supersetting, and I kind of tend to walk off and chat to one of the coaches, and he was like, you haven't done your set. And I was like, oh, fuck. You know, and then you do it, and then he was keeping me in check, and it was great. So I think it's finding those people. But he then spent a few years in Australia running a space like that. So
it reminds me of the disconfirming information thing, you know, that's prominent in Deuce, being called out, like, you know, not being allowed to slack off if you're not doing something well, or, you know, if you think you're doing something well, but you're not doing something well, then you're being told, under no certain terms, you need to, you know, buck up.
Yeah. But in a really positive way.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
almost, what you want to be improving.
Yeah, yeah.
The people you're around, I think you have to be very disciplined to move those people on that.
Yeah.
Don't make you better.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe that's a, because it's easy to go, oh, they're giving me a hard time, so I don't want to be around that person anymore.
Yeah.
But if you ask themselves, am I improving as a result of what they're saying? Or can I improve as a result of what they're saying?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes, then they're probably the people that, you know, you should be around.
Yeah.
And if you get drawn back, then go and find someone else.
Yeah.
As I have experienced in the last week. Last couple of weeks.
You and me both, buddy.
Mm. So I think that's...
Constant. Yeah, I think it's important to actually say, it's like, you know, sometimes we talk about these things and it's... we're totally going through it too.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
These are amazing moments to be able to reflect and actually kind of, these aren't flippant conversations that we have. You should do this, this, and this. And then, you know, these things are kind of coming up in our lives all the time too. And all the time we try to work with them and do the work, so to speak. That's why they've been so amazing, because ultimately, you know, we're kind of doing this as an extension of our own lives.
Mm.
You know, hanging out with these people and learning from them as, you know, it gets applied to our own lives too.
Yeah, it's been great. I was speaking to George this morning. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Jeremy's podcast, and he said they're all so, like, all of the themes are quite the same, but from different perspectives. So Sal is an action sports presenter and a Nat Geo presenter and a singer, but there are commonalities between him and Ron, between Arthur and Ron and Sal and Carl and Logan and Naomi way back, and you're like, actually life is just these principles, which we're still trying to decipher down, and then you just follow those and 100% commitment to those, and they will get yourself there with that. I think with that structure, and you need other people to do it with, don't you? You've got to have the other people, and well, I think that's, you know, we've been quite solitary beings.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like you need other people to do it with, because you live life with other people. You simply don't live on your own unless you're in a cave, which I just experienced.
Yeah. And then if you're in a cave, you kind of default to doing what you do in a cave.
Yeah, you know, if you're in a cave, it's great because, you know, you get, like, complete silence. You don't get bothered by anything. But, yeah, unless you're prepared to be in the cave for the rest of your life on your own, then you have to come back into society and be surrounded by people, and then... You know, maybe those lessons that you're learning in the cave aren't quite so applicable when you have when you're trying to get on the tube at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
with 10 million other people.
Oh, gross. So I think, I enjoyed Sal's
very much. So yeah, really, I very much look for, as with everyone, very much look forward to hanging out with them again. And we were almost. Cross paths him again 2 weeks later, didn't we, when he was in England doing a Nat Geo special on druids. I thought about that afterwards. I was like, damn it, why didn't I just say, why don't I come and take pictures for you guys?
Yeah.
And just go and hang out and take pictures of druids at Christmas. Was it Christmas? Druids
And Sol.
Oh, no, it was druids at solstice.
No, the druids and the guys that are the people that kind of soul stealers or something when people die. He was doing two things.
Right, wow.
One in Wales and one down in Glastonbury.
Right. Bummer, man. I wish I would have thought about that.
But it's all good. And Sal's the last one from our American trip, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the final part of the 8 or 10 that we did over there.
Yeah,
which were game changers for us in our thought process.
Yeah, and I guess that started our sort of next stages for We Move. With we announced, so what are we now? We're April. A couple of weeks ago, we announced that we're going to be holding our first symposium, or I'm going to say, I don't want to say small, but compact, experiential 3-day event for, you know, 70 people to experience some of the people that we've met on the podcast and bring them together. So we want to give people the experience that we've had over 3 days, learning from these innovators and leaders in their own field. So from breathwork to health to movement to lifting, running, etc., etc. So that's where all this has been moving to, because we've always wanted to take people away on the trips that we've gone to.
And we always get asked to take people away.
And we always get asked to take people away. But it would be really odd to turn up to a podcast with our own audience. So this time...
Where do you want to do the podcast? Can we do it at your house? Can we bring 20 friends?
Yeah. So this time, we're going to be bringing people together. And also, there are various other sort of experiences that we're doing based on conversations that we've had. So getting into cold water, which is more getting people into the sea and into the ponds. Mm. And then we're about to announce, I'm preempting our announcement of a breathwork symposium. So that'll be a 1-day workshop to learn about all the modalities of breathwork, and not just any one in particular.
Several modalities, I would say, instead of all of them.
Several modalities, yeah. So you've got a toolkit, so you can use these things. So the kind of the ice and the cold and the water combined with the breathing workshop, and then we will be announcing some mountain getaways to experience kind of a rites of passage.
Yeah.
Cold mountains. One of the quad that what's he called? Flow Genome. Jamie Will said mountains, marriage, mushroom, and
music.
And music. And then leading up to the Complete Human Experience, which will be at the end of September. So if you're interested in any of those, go onto our website. In the sign up section, you can sign up for our cold water dips in Brighton and London. You can sign up for the Complete Human Experience in September, and you can sign up for our mountain events and sign up for our breathwork 1-day symposium. So wemove.world. Yeah, come and join us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Wicked. Catch you next week.